You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the performance arts. And we've talked to a lot of musicians and performers, many of whom have had to make a big pivot in what they're doing due to the pandemic over this past year. But I was thinking about one thing that I really miss, and that's laughter. So I thought, what must this past year have been like for comedians? So we're joined now by Michigan comedian who's performed recently in Ann Arbor, co-hosts a comedy podcast called The Sal and Bob Show. Welcome, Bob Phillips. How you doing, Bob?
I'm great, Lisa.
So how has this past year been for you?
It's been weird. You know, let's be honest about it. It's been weird. By the way, I love that I'm on the Art and Soul part of your show. I have neither of those things.
That's not true.
It's, you know, everybody's had a weird time with this pandemic in their own way. And I think for comedians, it's been weird because, you know, we make our livings. We love being in front of people and around people and being in a crowd of people. And that just wasn't possible for the last year. And so a lot of different club owners had Zoom shows that they put on, you know, to keep the club and the people's minds and keep comedians going and keep the whole stand-up thing going as best you could during a pandemic. And it was it's a distant second to being in front of a live audience.
Right. I was going to say, was it two-way? Could you hear if they were laughing at your jokes or not?
You know, you could if you stopped completely and let those laughs come back at you. It was difficult to do that because it just, you know, if you're doing an act that doesn't, you know, where you don't stop a lot, everything is off kilter. Everything is just a little bit slow and strange. And so you just kind of have to, you just have to roll with it. You know, somebody asked me, you know, what's it like? I said, it's like having sex in a hazmat suit. You just don't, you know... You're just not getting all the feels.
Okay. Moving along. Has there been a lack of laughter? I feel like I need to be really sensitive when I talk about this past year because it's been really difficult for a lot of people. So how do you balance that? Acknowledging the pain, but knowing that laughter is healing.
You mean how do you acknowledge it during the awful Zoom shows?
No, just in general.
That things have opened up?
Yeah, both.
Well, I think, you know, that's, I think pretty much every comedian I know has weighed how much to talk about COVID and how much to just do their regular act and then do the new stuff that we all wrote, you know, during the lockdowns, because you have to acknowledge it. You've got to say something about
right.
it, but then you don't want to be so stuck in it that everybody's like, you know, I came out here tonight to get away from
right.
talk of the pandemic. Just say something funny. So sometimes it's difficult to strike a balance, but we're figuring it out.
I know. I think people think being funny is easy. And I think you could tell us that there's a lot of thought that goes into it and planning.
Well, I think so. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to be good at it, you got to, you know, you have to write, you have to rehearse, you have to know who your audience is. I mean, that's just stand-up 101. Zoom was a whole different thing. I hope to never do another Zoom show in my life.
Right.
I got through them. I got paid, but I don't want to do them again.
Well, I think being a performer on stage, and especially a comedian, don't you feed off the energy of the people around you?
Yes. Yes. I mean, and if you don't have that, mm-hmm. that it's just a one-way thing. And you trust the fact that you're funny. I mean, you don't get hired unless you're funny. So you have to. You have to keep leaning on that during this, you know, these 45-minute shows where you're plowing through material and you're not getting feedback. You just have to trust that this worked in a club. You know you're funny. Just put it out there and and let the chips fall.
Is there any radio-appropriate pandemic humor you can share with us right now?
Oh, probably not from my act.
Right, okay.
I just think, you know, people freak out about this, the vaccine, and there's so many ridiculous notions and fears about it. You know, just get it. Get it so we can all get back to being normal. And one of the jokes I tell about, I got the second Moderna shot recently, and it felt like I got beaten up with a bag of rocks and a fungo bat. But with all the microchips fully installed, I can perform complex mathematical functions at the speed of AI, and I can communicate with the dead now.
There you go.
So,
so you did make a joke out of it. There is humor to be found.
You have to. You have to.
And now some of the clubs are opening. Are you doing in-person comedy now?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle about 3 weeks ago. I did headlined Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase 2 weeks ago, and then Sal D'Amelio and I, my show partner on the Sal and Bob Show, that's a really funny podcast, we did live shows in Kenosha, Wisconsin just a few days ago, and have more scheduled for May.
So tell us about your comedy podcast.
Sal and Bob Show is a very lighthearted half-hour to 40-minute podcast. It comes out weekly. You can get it on iTunes, Stitcher, pretty much anywhere you can, you know, you get podcasts. It's free. And we're, of course, we're a couple of stand-ups, so we joke a lot, and we talk about current events. We talk about sports. We talk about gambling, because we both like to gamble. We started out doing the shows in steakhouses across the country, because we both love steakhouses.
I was going to say, how convenient. Anyway,
oh, yeah, I know.
It would be like me doing one in a shoe store or something.
Well, exactly, yeah. And so, you know, we started out doing that, but then the pandemic hit, and we had been all over the country, you know, from New York to Dallas to Oregon, and built a pretty good following. We've got listeners. I think we've got 50,000 listeners now.
Wow.
So something short of that, 49,000. Around the world, and it's, you know, it's not a huge audience, but it's a fun audience, and they engage with us, and they come out to the shows, and it, and we have interviews, and, yeah, it's just a fun weekly 30 to 40 minutes.
I know you, Bob Phillips, like to do a lot of performances that help benefit people, and you've got something coming up in Ann Arbor next month?
Yes, April 30th and May 1st. It actually benefits the club. There are four performers on the show. Jeff Brannon, very funny guy, Bill Hildebrandt, my show partner Sal D'Amelio, and me. The four of us are going to be doing shows that Friday and Saturday, and we're doing it to show our appreciation for the club. All the dough goes to them.
We're talking about the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase.
Yes.
Like all other clubs and outlets and venues, has been impacted by this last year of the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, in especially here in Michigan, clubs, they were closed, and then they were told they could open, and then they opened for a while, then they shut down again, and then they, you know, they were open, and it was 25% capacity, and then they, you know, I think they were open for a week or 2 weeks in November. It was just miserable to be a club owner. It's a tough racket to be in in the first place. But then all the opening and closing, you know, really the owners really took a hit.
And you're doing what you can to help.
Sure. Yeah. So come on out to the show.
BobPhillipsComedy.com. We'll put a link to your website, to that show, to your podcast, anything we can do to help keep the laughter going. And thanks for talking to us, sharing both your art and soul here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.